Data reliability. A well-designed forecasting process with built-in methods for improving the accuracy of the process can have a significant impact on strategic decision-making. For example, strategy setting, new product line development, mergers or acquisitions, production planning, and master scheduling. While buffer inventories or safety capacity can protect against stockouts and maintain high customer service levels, improved forecast accuracy can improve customer service and prevent accumulation of unnecessary, expensive inventory in the first place. Despite the best efforts of those developing forecasts, there are factors, either internal or external to the organization, that impact the forecast accuracy. Any number of product changes, special promotions, actions taken by a competitor, local events or natural disasters, or changes in the local or national economy can impact a forecast. For instance, during the COVID-19 pandemic, hotels and tourism-related businesses were financially devastated, as were many other sectors. The forecasts of hotel bookings, car rentals, plane flights, and so on all had to be significantly adjusted downward. When developing forecasts, planners need to realize that forecasts inherently have a degree of error and are best when used with a forecast error measuring technique. Forecasts are more accurate the higher the aggregation, less accurate the further into the future the forecast projects. Data used in demand management activities must be appropriate, timely, and as accurate as possible in order for the activities to function as needed. Important systems like order entry and configuration management can quickly become unreliable if the data they use are not reliable or the processes are not soundly developed. Sometimes red flags may indicate that demand forecast data are not accurate or timely. For instance, say that, despite a recent economic downturn, a retailer of luxury leather suitcases has a forecast that still projects sales of 2,500 units of its $1,500 garment bags for a month. This is an irregularity that needs to be investigated. Anytime sales or trends are not heading in the same direction as the overall market, it defies logic and requires a closer look. Both input and output data, as well as calculated data, must be monitored for. Errors in inputs, such as data that 1,009 units of measure have gaps/omissions or exceed minimum or maximum value limits. Calculation errors, such as the wrong formula used or formula errors. Unusual or unexpected trends in data that need to be investigated. Note that improving forecast accuracy is not just a responsibility of demand management. Forecasts can have bias, meaning that there is a consistent deviation from the actual results in one direction, consistently understated or overstated versus actual results. The supply side can help identify product categories that are displaying bias and then help look for root causes, such as something overlooked in the demand management or forecast development process. Another common root cause is the underlying behavior of participants. This could be the sales function not trusting production to meet the production schedule and under forecasting. It could be production understating supply capability because sales has too often had urgent orders to drop into the schedule. There may also be an incentive for the sales team to overforecast sales if this would guarantee inventory availability. Tracking forecast error, identifying and removing gaps in demand data, and recognizing and removing bias can help improve forecast error.